Good morning. Welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This morning, we've got a few topics we want to talk about. And for that, I've got with me my best friend. So, number one, I've got South Africa's best movie critic and he's a renowned journalist. His name is Peter Feldman. How are you doing? How are you
doing, Peter? Thanks, Roy. I'm doing well. Nice to be back with you and back with the Chai listeners.
Yeah, you know what? Are you preparing your home for Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, I think so.
Preparing, you know, everybody's sending. How many messages did I receive?
Full.
I must say.
But
I must
say. So many friends, Roy.
I've got a lot of friends. Really, I do. And you know what? It's heartwarming. But in the old days, you know, I used to go and drive my scooter and go to each home and put inside the mailbox. I used to put Shana Tova to everyone. What? Really, I was.
Where was this?
In Israel. Wherever I was. I was driving scooter. There was no SMS messaging.
Yeah, of course.
Cell phones only came to South Africa in 93.
90s.
The only 94. Thing, I want to be very sarcastic and say, yeah. Once a year, they're wishing you everything, but the rest of the year, they're wishing you
everything else. Yeah.
That's Rosh Hashanah.
You clear the decks.
But in Israel, before Rosh Hashanah, you used to find everywhere these Rosh Hashanah cards, Shana Tova.
Yeah.
And you used to take as many as you want. So if you want to take 100, you have 100 friends, you just take them. You don't pay for them. You just take, there's a lot of different ones, and you write to all your friends and you send them before Rosh Hashanah. I don't know if they do it today still.
I don't think anybody's even looking anymore at the mailboxes. Do you look at your mailbox?
Once a week when there's nothing in it. And you have to pay for it for the year.
Yeah, here you go. So there's no more mailboxes. I think there's nothing to do with it. I mean, today it's so simple. Everything they send electronically to the even documents are accepted electronically.
That's
so
right.
Yeah, so in the old days they say fax was good. Then they would say it's safe to have fax. And they said that.
And today they say, Daddy, what is fax?
Exactly. Right. What is fax? Fax? You don't know what's fax?
Oh, Roy, when you've got time, I want to ask you your feelings on these electronic cars, these cars without drivers. And, you know, they're developing it and there are a couple on the road in America. Yeah. And what are your thoughts about that?
I tell you, they're trying it for the last almost 100 years. It's called woman driving.
Yeah. No. That actually came. You know, I must say that you are right. I must say you're right. I'll tell you why.
Because it's not horrible.
It's not because of women driving. It's because of women driving. Sorry. It's because of women driving. It's not. They didn't develop it. They developed it because they saw a woman drive. It says, I mean, we can make easily something that drives so wrong.
Roy, do you remember
electronically?
Do you remember the days before the electronic indicators? You remember now today you used to put your hand out. Remember?
Yeah.
And there's a woman driving in front of me. You put her right hand out and turned left.
You're supposed to turn it around, but she didn't.
This is, by the way, when I learned driving the first time, I was 14. I was learning how to drive a tractor. I'm coming from a
kibbutz.
Yeah. From a kibbutz, from a village. So this is how you indicate with a tractor. You don't have indicators. Yeah, so that's the first thing they teach you.
Yes,
yeah, indicating. But you never do.
No.
Because in tractors, you see, in the kibbutzes, you see those kids, you can't see them under the wheel. And they drive the tractor, you can see a tractor flies from one side to another. They drive full gas because the tractor, like a full speed, gets to like 30 kilometers an hour.
About 15.
So when they put them on a cushion as they sit behind
those kids, I remember, drive. You see a tractor drive, where's the kids? That's the kind of driving. Yeah, so, you know, I'm excited for Rosh Hashanah. It's, you know, new beginnings. It's like I to have new beginnings today. You don't think? I think, you know, there was a lot of bad things happening now in South Africa. Especially, I mean, the rand is losing all its value. And I'm crying. I hope you guys are not crying. I hope people are not crying.
You know,
but I'm crying. Yeah.
I was hoping to go to England to see my godson later this year. But I see it's already...
sweet, eh?
Yeah, thanks.
It's 20, already cost double.
20, yeah. 20 rand to the pound. And it's climbing.
And the hand is, you know, the hand is still writing.
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going to end.
20, you know, it's, we don't know where it's going to end.
It shows you that a popo in England is a rich man in South Africa.
Oof. A what? A poor man, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
You come here and you change your pounds, you're wealthy.
Yes.
Gosh, it's thousands of rand.
Yeah, but you know the joke is, I'm always the bearer of bad news.
Oh, you know, I came to this country.
Yeah. with Moses, yeah. With with right. Henribeck, Henribeck.
Yeah, the same ship. The same Moses. Ship.
He bought the sea for Moshe.
We call it engagé. Engagé. Yeah.
The rate was $1.45 to the rent.
Yeah.
When 80 cents South African to the dollar. How is this?
When I came here was, how much was it? Was about 2 to 1.
Yeah.
Two rents to the dollar.
Well, you know, when Mandela took over in 1994, it was 3.5.
3.5.
That's right.
3.5 to 4. Yeah. 94.
Listen, you're talking about.
You did a good job.
You're talking about years ago. I came to the country in 2000, only 18 years ago.
Yeah.
The
6 to 1.
6 to 1.
Nice,
right? Yeah.
No, remember. I remember.
Good memory.
It's you know, every time the dollar goes up, there's a mark on my vein. It's whatever you do.
It pops.
We are correct. We are connected to the US dollar, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
People say, we live in Africa, we don't care about the US dollar. I'm happy with that. As long as we continue growing our own food, if we continue growing our own food and we continue doing our own things, manufacturing with our own stuff, then yes, we're busy
losing our own feet. The problem is that we have like 17 feet already, and we keep on shooting them.
But if the government go ahead with their plans to take land, then we won't be growing all that much food.
Exactly.
That's another issue for another time.
Exactly.
Can I tell you something? You know, we've got few problems. The number one problem that we are actually experiencing right now is that the farmers are feeling uncomfortable. So what they're doing when you feel uncomfortable is try to sell what you have. Try to sell. Cheap, expensive. Said, you know what? I'd rather cut my losses now. I'll take my money. I'll turn it into dollars. I'll go to Australia because they really want them there. So he goes to Australia and he's happy. But right now, if 1, 2, 3 ambassadors, call it, go to Australia and they say to their friends, hey, listen, Johan. What's his name? Johan.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is Johan. Johan, come. Oh, they don't call it.
Quiz.
Come with me.
Komiso.
Komiso, it's very nice here. It's nice land. They let us work. They do. They don't kill us. There's no kill the bull, kill the farmer or anything like that.
Why should they stay?
And with $2 that they've got, they give them a little bit of incentives, and here you go. They go to the farmland and start developing. And right now, a couple of guys are successful there, and they call their friends, and they call their friends, and basically we lose all of them. It'll be a new occupants into the land. Some of them will be successful. Most of them will not be successful from the easy reason. Not because they're not talented or anything like that. It's because that those farmers will leave debts with them. So what they do is most of the farmers have bonds with them, and they won't pay the bonds. I mean, I wouldn't pay if somebody takes money. With all the respect to what the bank wants.
The bank
already issued papers
to Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Well, Mozambique took in all the farmers from Zimbabwe.
And?
They come in. Well, they left Zimbabwe, they kicked out. They came in.
Other countries like Nigeria offer incentive to farmers to go there and to farm the land, they give them land.
Yeah, but so what you do is you're going to go, you're going to find them going to Australia, whatever country, not in South Africa. Now, what will happen is whoever's going to occupy that land will not get any loan from the bank because the bank has already been owed money. So how they're going to start? They will never start. So what will happen is like this. So we'll need to import. We'll need to import meat. We'll need to import wheat. We will need to import dairy. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened is the rent right now is sitting already scarily close to 20 to the dollar. What will happen in 2-3 years time when it's going to be 40, 50, 60, 70 or so, like the Zimbabwean dollar, we won't have a rent anymore.
One egg going to cost you $100.
What will happen then? Is that so then there won't be any input. Meaning we want the food. This is the problem. The problem is think about it. Want the food. I want you to contact us, guys. Say whatever you want to say. 0618951019 or 34519, but it will cost you $1.50. So I know we've got a listener that loves cream. So for him specially, I put that white room. I'm sure he'll love that.
Let's hope he's listening.
If he's not, it's his loss. I'm telling you. It must be his loss. I mean, this is
definitely listening.
You think so?
Yes, I'm sure. He's listening everything.
I think
we've got.
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz. Thank you for staying with us, and we're back. Although,
thank you.
I wanted to put one of our donuts, and I don't know why I put something else. So anyway, That's our background music. So instead of donuts, we're going to have that one.
You know, Roy,
yeah?
Not au fait with terminology.
Yeah.
When you keep mentioning donuts.
Yeah. Oh, not so that.
Where are the donuts? I'm looking for donuts. You know,
around. No, we wanted to just give one of our how do you call it? One of our how do you say donuts? Well, would you explain
it's
a donut?
It's like a skit. It's like a piece of the show that we put on a clip.
It's extracts from
audio clips.
Yeah, one of our audio clips. So
soundbite. I don't know how it.
So I don't know. So I put something else on the screen, which I don't know what it is. So maybe Craig will hear. Will so our technician Craig will fix it up for me.
When you hear, this is what you missed in Polestar's Unplugged. Yeah. This is what we call a donut.
That's a donut. Yeah, donut because it goes round and round and round.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why it's a donut.
I thought there's a hole in it. That's why. It's
maybe there's a hole in it.
I don't know.
I actually don't know. So yeah, Craig is here. I was going to fix it. Oh, all right. That's easy. That was easy.
So
all
let's
right.
listen to a donut.
We'll listen to a donut. All right. So now we can listen to a donut. So this is going to be, it's actually a very nice donut. Something to do with Jack. So hold on your horses for that one. That's actually a very, very, very nice one. So listen to that.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Rita and Jack had the 30th anniversary, and Rita decided to take a good husband to see strip club. So they went to the strip club and beautiful. As they enter, the doorman says, "How's it, Jack? How are you doing?" Jack says, "Oh, all good, yourself?" And they're hugging. And the wife says, Rita says to Jack, "What's happening, Jack? I mean, how do you know this guy?" "No, oh, this guy, I played soccer with him." Anyway, as they sit in the bar, they order drinks, comes the barman and says, "Jack, how are you? What, must I give you the usual?" Rita looks at him and says, "How does he know?" "This one, we were together in the army." As they sit next to the girls where they're taking the clothes off, whatever, then I see the girls jumping immediately on Jack. "Jack, how are you? Do you want the usual?" The woman couldn't hold it anymore. She grabs him by the shirt. She takes him outside, throws him inside the taxi. As the taxi's looking, he says, "Hey, Jack, how are you? Oh, today you brought quite an ugly one, eh?" Anyway, to cut a long story short, Jack's funeral will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
That's Pawn Stars. Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
So what do you think about that? That was a funny joke, whatever you say. It was a funny joke.
You got really funny jokes, Roy.
Rita and Jack.
By the way, you got plenty of jokes from yesterday. We didn't have time for jokes.
We didn't have time for jokes. But listen, so I just want to say a few things. So there's some sort of a society that there's a guy, he called himself, let me tell you what's his name, Charles Carroll Society. So and he publishes a videos. I must say, he's a black guy and publishes a video. Sounds like American, black guy. And he's published videos against Julius Malema, against what he stands for. And he says something about, looks like it must be some sort of Christian.
Crusade?
Yeah, yeah. And he says, if it happened, he was talking about the white people, the white population in South Africa. He says, if it would happen to Jews, the whole world would have known about it already.
Jumping.
Yeah, jumping up and down, which I think is mistaken. Look, what I say always, what's happening to the white population in South Africa, it's crazy. I mean, the racism in South Africa is going really crazy. But, I mean, it will be, how do you say, it will be a little bit of a problem. But the guy like this, why would he compare the Jews? Why we always get compared to other people? What have we done
in this?
Because
we're the chosen race. You see people
Who chose
use us
yeah.
as a yardstick.
Exactly.
The time is 9:27. And we've got something to read.
We've got a message, Roy.
Yeah, what message?
Here's a community announcement from Prudential Investment Managers just for you. A strong community is one of life's greatest assets. When considering your financial assets, always look for a manager who can deliver consistently. As you and your family enter the new year, all of us at Prudential Investment Managers wish you good health, financial security, and peace of mind. Contact Prudential Investment Managers via our website, which is www.prudential.co.za.
All right, don't forget that. Is that the only message we got
only
today?
Only one today, right?
Okay, so
bro,
it's only
we're talking so many bad things because it's the reality, but to be fair, we are very optimistic people. We love to be happy, to have fun. And
you can't leave otherwise.
We
you know?
Definitely, yeah. It's not called living, basically.
Exactly.
So I want to ask you, basically this is the last time this year we're going to talk to our listeners. What do you wish South Africa, and especially Chai FM listeners, for the new year?
First of all, I wish them all the best. Best health.
Best health.
Best health. This is number one, because when you don't have that, you don't have nothing. So best health. Whoever is sick must get over it. We have to, get refuah shlema. Do you know how you say?
Mm-hmm. Full recovery.
Full recovery. And
health and wealth.
You know what? More than wealth, happiness.
But wealth can be anything, Roy.
Happiness.
Yes.
What you wish for the country? What?
What I wish for the country? I wish that what we expected of Ramaphosa will come right. Mm. I wish that he will come. That he will run the finances of the country same as he runs his own, because it looks like he's doing very well financially himself, and the country is doing a little bit so great.
He just sold all those animals, didn't he?
Yeah. So did he?
Yes, from his private game reserve.
Like what, for 20 million?
Yes, for millions. With various breeds, various species. I don't know exactly which animals, but he got rid of a few. Obviously needs some of the money. But what?
You know what? I don't want to sound depressive or anything like that, but we're not going good way. And I don't know if we can do anything about it, because the ANC, and I have to blame the ANC, they're keeping the population quite depressed. They don't the education is going, it's going really bad. The education is really bad.
Hospitals are really bad.
But the education is number one, because if you don't want your voters to be clever, you can do whatever you want. So basically, a guy like Malema, the shouts really treats his people like they're not clever, you know, which is really wrong.
Is his voters. This is the people that he's aiming for.
Yeah, but it's wrong to treat them. He treats them not right. You know
badly.
What I'm saying? Yeah, he's jumping, kill the bull, kill the farmer. That's what he says, and he jumps with the Louis Vuitton shoes. You know, this is laughing in your face. Those guys don't have what to eat. You jump with the Louis Vuitton shoes. Really, really. Then he says, "Nah, I was shooting a toy gun. I was shooting a toy gun."
Yeah.
Really? How stupid. You take your voters.
It was a gold-plated AK-47.
Was it a gold-plated?
No, it wasn't.
It was a gold-plated, but Louis Vuitton. It was a Louis Vuitton, yeah.
That's Leo's fantasy. Yeah, gold-plated AK-47.
All right, so what I'm saying is it's a little bit of a problem.
But Roy, look what happened this week with that fire, with that terrible fire in the center of Johannesburg.
Yesterday.
It happened yesterday. It's still happening right now.
Three firemen died.
Really?
One fellow tripped and fell 23
floors.
Yes.
And what they said, the other two, they were rescued by a helicopter, and they died.
Yes, but sure. They condemned the building. It was
one fell down from
why?
The
but why did it happen?
A fire.
And this is a government building, eh?
A government building.
I don't know if it was maintained. I don't know what was the problem.
It's like they say in the news last week, transformer. A transformer that we use in South Africa have a life of about 35 years.
Yeah.
Okay. This transformer is about 50 years old, never been maintained in life, and now it's toasted. So until every year, and you know very well because we talk about it exactly, like
yes,
the Val problem,
yes, yes.
You get budgets to go and maintain. Where the budget goes?
In the back pocket.
We don't know.
Somebody's pocket.
Not where they're supposed to go. And then now they need the budget to go and buy a new transformer altogether, because they don't have a transformers. And tens of thousands of people sit in the dock.
You know, I tell you something. I think this... I don't know if you know. Do you know AC/DC? I'm sure you know AC/DC. Know AC/DC?
Very well.
And you know, I'm sure you remember Highway
Andy
to
Young.
Hell. You remember that one? That's Highway to Hell.
Is it?
And hopefully this government not sending us.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
This is the Pawn Stars with Roy Peretz. Highway to Hell. I mean, are we going in this route to hell? I mean, really? Are they taking us in the highway to hell?
Right. It's a freeway, never mind highway.
Right, I just want to ask you, as you get older, I mean, you liked AC/DC in your youth and
yes,
your 20s. Do you find now that as you've grown older, you still enjoy listening to this, or does it become a loud noise? I mean, I've just been listening, and I said to Leal, I said, I don't know what I liked about them. That's loud, it's noisy. I mean, what is it that...
I don't know. I actually don't know how to explain it, but it's something to do. Maybe, like smells. For me, I'll say smells, music, and
let me tell you something. It's not for you. It's for everybody.
I know. For me,
I mean, Guns N' Roses triggers. Are coming out here in November. Yeah, they're doing beautiful. A big concert. FNB.
It's feelings. Feelings trigger.
It's emotional because you listen to a song. I was talking earlier about the Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin.
Yes.
And the memories, it rekindles as you're listening to the song.
Yes.
I mean, I first heard it in the 60s, late 60s. Thank I was you. Working in Bloemfontein for a newspaper there. And I was away from home. I had to do a year's stint there. And it was a Saturday night. I was on my own listening
and
to
you
this.
You can actually feel the feelings.
And I felt homesick. Yes. Even today, when I listen to it, it rekindles these feelings. And I mean, there's millions of songs.
Yes.
And that's where music has a special place in our hearts.
Especially
Roy.
Music and smells, like Roy said.
Oh.
That takes you to even for an hour.
Yes.
100 years ago, an hour. And bring back this memory and it's
how amazing
beautiful.
Is that?
Beautiful.
We got the jasmine now, the smell of the jasmine.
It's
and
beautiful.
The jacaranda and all the blooms are starting to come out. All the flowers are starting
to come
out.
The smell, yes. I don't see the flowers, eh?
Well, I saw a few in my garden, yes.
I think, okay.
The early rises.
I thought the ANC also state captured the jacarandas now.
What? What's it say again?
I don't see the jacarandas blooming and it's already hot and nice. So.
Don't you think the jacaranda, is there a time for jacaranda?
No. Again, when I came to South Africa in 2000, the 1st of September, you can see the jacarandas start blooming.
But not now.
And now, 18 years later,
it's because of the
starting
government.
State capture.
They're starting to bloom in the middle of October, a month and a half later. And Trump said there is no global warming. Come on, man. Come on.
So it's
you can see it with your eyes.
Well, Europe had one of the worst warmest summer
on record. It's amazing.
In England, they had 2 days without rain.
Did they?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's
eh?
Once in a lifetime.
So what do you think about Liverpool lately?
Ooh.
Hey, I saw you the other day when I came into your office, Roy. You were watching an interview with Jurgen Klopp. What did he have to say? Is he happy? I mean, it's the best we've done in some time, winning 4 matches, the first 4. I mean...
I think we're doing okay. I think we're not in our best yet. I really think so.
We haven't
been the best yet. But you know what?
Started good and went a little bit backwards.
But we're still winning.
And let's hope that our new goalkeeper, Alisson, doesn't make the same mistake again. For 66 million pounds. Yeah. He's allowed one mistake. He's done it. That's it.
You know that after what happened with Kyrgios last year, I don't think we can give too much chances to a goalkeeper.
No.
So a couple of times like this and he's out.
No, I promise you. I don't think he's going to make the same mistake
Mignolet
again.
Mignolet is sitting
and the warming his hands.
Warming his
I
hands.
Say, Mignolet is sitting on the field because he can't wait to get onto the field.
He can't. He really
Mignolet
can't.
Mignolet is on a standby. You know,
listen, even if they cut Alisson's hand, I wouldn't put Mignolet instead of Alisson.
No, Alisson can distribute so nicely and I think he's an amazing player.
He's great, but what he did is unacceptable.
You know what? It's good. He got one goal and we still won the game.
I hope so.
So he didn't destroy himself completely, but you know what? It's not so bad. It's one goal, and you know, if not, everybody would say, "When are we gonna get the goal? We got the goal.
We
so
got the
relax
goal.
Now."
But we can't. I think we can't afford to do any mistake. And like you said, we're not playing that well, but we're still winning. We're still getting the 3 points. We're
can
still getting
you,
the
can
results.
Can I tell you something? You
so
remember last year, somebody clever said that Klopp will have to learn how to win some ugly games.
Yes.
Not the beautiful football games. And so he's doing it very well now. It's not as...
I mean, our next match is against Spurs.
Yeah.
But against...
Watford made societies out of them.
I'm scared of Watford, not of Tottenham. Yeah.
Really?
Listen.
I don't think we're going to have a problem with Watford. Really, I don't. I really, really don't.
What for?
Yeah, I really don't think we're going to have a problem with Watford. The time is now 5:41, and we're going to prepare for you something for the next few minutes.
One more thing I can tell you.
Yeah?
Don't write anybody off. It's not the way you start. It's
the way you end.
Finish.
100%.
Yes and no. Manchester City started so hard that in December they already took
the
championship.
Even Manchester United, don't write them off.
Moish, remind me who you support?
Tottenham.
Tottenham, that's okay. Right.
Yeah.
And they are.
He's a proud supporter, and yes, he can't be too much ashamed. His team is doing well.
Daniel Levy is the big boy there.
Did you saw us and Tottenham have a very hard group stage in the Champions League?
Who?
Liverpool and Tottenham.
Yeah.
Both.
I don't think Liverpool's got a very hard.
No. Paris Saint-Germain. Napoli.
That's all. That's all.
Do you know who's the coach of Napoli?
Who?
Carlo Ancelotti.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, I know him. I like him. Actually,
so they got some good players, and they got some good. They have a good coach, and the fact that we beat them in America in July, I think, what was it, 5-1 or something? We beat them very badly, but it wasn't the full team. So
you know what? I don't know. I think we will be okay. I really think we'll be okay. I mean, we are a very good team.
It's not going to be easy like last year.
Why? I wonder why he doesn't put that new defender Fabinho. Why doesn't he put him in? That's really for me.
It will take time. I think he's very scared to change the.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Boker Tov, Roy and friends, I appreciate that you are always so informed about South Africa and the world events. I get much of my news from you guys. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, my God.
And that's come from Yvonne Benetti. Thank you, Yvonne. Thank you for listening to us. And just for that, I'm trying to give you, there's Randy Crawford is coming. I don't want to make an advertising, but I like the girl. She must be 100 now.
She's been here about 5 times.
Oh, she's got a voice.
And she has an amazing voice, smooth as silk.
She's really an amazing girl.
She's had some hard times. She's had a lot of pressure on her. But I think this is a farewell tour. I don't know if she's going to retire. I don't know, because I haven't had any information on it. But I think she's going to give her best. That's what she does. She comes out on stage.
No, she's actually amazing. She's actually amazing.
And Peter, you said she's been here quite a lot of
times.
She's
been here, I think, 4 or 5 times. I remember I interviewed her.
Did you interview her?
About 4 times, yeah. Twice on the phone, twice sitting with her in an interview room.
And how does she?
She's lovely. She's
and once he did an interview with her and Freddie Mercury together.
He's talking about Fred. I missed last night's interview. I was I didn't listen to the radio on my way home.
And thank God you didn't. Yeah.
Why is this? Can I sue?
You can sue.
You can sue.
Sue. I'll bring Sue in. We'll
see what was the interview like?
It was very good. I mean, she was telling me her plans and what she's done and how she loves South Africa and how good the fans are to her, because when these people come out, they feed off the audience.
Definitely.
And if the audience are with them, and I mean, one of the worst concerts I ever saw was LaToya Jackson, who was Michael Jackson's elder sister.
Yeah.
And she came out here many, many years ago, and it was a shocking concert. It was one of the worst concerts I've ever seen.
Who will want to see her? What song?
That's exactly, because Janet had already been.
Yeah.
Michael, I think, was coming.
LaToya is known for plastic surgeries, that's all.
She kept bumping into chairs. I'll never forget. She came off the stage, and there were about 30 people in the audience.
You think she was under the influence?
I don't know.
I'm not
prepared to comment on air.
It's like Beyonce's sister is trying to sing. Again, if my brother is the best soccer player in the world, doesn't mean that I know how to play soccer.
And she was performing all her own material, and it didn't mean anything. There were no hits there. It was terribly boring. I'll never forget that.
I would be very surprised to know who bought tickets to a concert like that.
Yes, I know.
So was it not nice?
No, Roy, it was terrible. It was one of the worst concerts.
But they said as well the same thing about what's his name? About Elton John's last concert.
Elton John's concert at Sun City many years ago.
They said it was terrible.
It was raining. It was a thunderstorm. And they erected at the venue was outside in front of the Palace of the Lost City. And it was in the open air. And the stage was covered, but the rain and the wind actually got onto the stage. And at the start of it, there were flies and there were mosquitoes around, and it was upsetting Elton.
And you know what he did in Israel once?
No.
Right. 2 hours before the flight, he got on a plane and went back to England. He said someone upset him.
Two very well-known journalists were supposed to interview him after the concert, and he refused. He didn't want to do anything. He just got upset. He was angry, and he walked off stage. And the poor organizers at Sun International.
He's a drummer queen.
We've got a few minutes to go. I want to put that last song for this show, and I want to thank all of you. And I've got Yvonne saying another thing. Roy, this fear that gripped the white folk and Malema's hate speech, could this be the big revenge? The peace and reconciliation... Sorry. Let me check for the end. The peace and reconciliation process with Tutu was mild, and unfortunately many white folk did not respond or did not care. For us Jews, there was the Nuremberg trials, Mossad finding the perpetrators. Could this be divine justice? Hope I'm wrong. I'm just wondering. It can't be justice, Yvonne. It can't be justice. I mean, if somebody did bad to you, and you do bad to them,
and another
two
thing,
bad
Yvonne,
don't make a good. I don't think
Malema
so.
Malema
anyway.
Wasn't born yet.
My God.
So who is he revenging, and what is the plan there?
It's so correct. Let's go that one, and we're going to go in a few minutes. We're gonna come back to you just to say our goodbyes. So just hold. We're back, and we're going to say our goodbyes. So first of all, goodbye to this year. We have to say goodbye for this year.
Yes. Yeah.
So 5,778 is going to become, next time it's going to be a 5,779, believe it or not. So, yes, we're going to say goodbye to this year.
One year closer to the coming of the Messiah.
Yeah, here you go. 1 year closer to the coming of the Messiah. And we're going to say goodbye to Moshe. Thank you, Moshe, for being with us today.
Yeah, it was very nice being here. And all the best. Chag Sameach to everybody.
Thank you so much, Liel, for being with us all this year and supporting us and
good
having
Yom
fun
Tov.
With us. Good Yom Tov to you, too.
To you, Roy, and to all our listeners.
And have a good Shabbos as well, guys.
And
Peter Feldman.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you to everybody for listening, and Chag Sameach.
And we'll talk next year.
We'll talk next year. Sameach. It's a long way away.
You know that
next year. We'll talk next year.
Yes.
In Israel, we don't know a lot about the 31st of December. It's a New Year, especially the kids.
Yeah.
And the father of one of the kids in my class used to come to me every year on the 31st of December and tell me, goodbye, see you next year. And I said, where is he going for all year? So, see you next year.
See you next year, guys. So here's for you and our goodbyes, and just listen to that.